Hey, and welcome to the Double C Podcast, where we speak on how we can change Shine.
And for your host today, I'm Jamaria.
I'm Angelina.
I'm Zach.
I'm Faber.
And today we're going to talk about the substance abuse on young teens.
The first thing we're going to be talking about today is how drugs are accessible to teens today. I feel as the society that we live in, drugs have become very normalized. And it's not very rare to see teens smoking weed or, like, having alcohol. One example I can say is, like, the store across the street from our school. They don't care about our age. They don't ID us or nothing. They let us get weed and access to, like, vape pens and everything. So I just feel like, just like the society we live in, it's normalized and it's not really as much of a big deal as it used to be.
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely enforced by social media too. And like just like the people around teens, because like if they're doing drugs and they see people on social media doing drugs, they'll want to do it, you know, because that seems like the cool thing to do.
You know? They're easy influenced by friends now.
Right.
Nah,
I can kind of lead us to our second point. Or how drugs kind of impact the youth and how teens act towards drugs today in this day and age. A lot of the time, these kids operate only on drugs, or a lot of the time, kids go through school high. They always feel like they need to be high just to function throughout the day. They can't really do anything. Whenever they eat or just do any basic activity, they feel like they have to smoke some weed or get high, eat an edible just because the feeling feels better. And after a while, they eventually just become numb to the feeling, which can lead them to... It's going to lead them to, like, more other hardcore drugs.
To touch more on what Zach was saying about how teens become numb, I feel like I see that a lot because a lot of people, they just be like, oh, well, I get high so much. Like, when I'm high, I don't even feel high. Like, I just feel like myself. So that kind of, like, that was interesting to me because it's just, like, so, like, when they get high, it's, like, it's not even... It's no feeling no more. They just doing it just to do it. That's just kind of.
So they do it because they got pain, or they just doing it for fun.
I feel like it's really both.
Especially like from what I've seen, kids that smoke weed more are kind of immune to edibles now, and like they feel like edibles aren't really anything. Like they can just take multiple at a time, or like high doses of edibles, which would be seems like someone who's never done it before. But like when they smoke, they're fine because they're used to all. Like the high amount of weed that's in their body.
I also think that since they feel like you know, just like you said, edibles, like they don't do nothing to them no more. They don't like realize how it's really affecting their bodies because like they keep taking it and it's not doing nothing. So they keep taking it and it's just affecting like their, you know, their
and they
functions.
They feel like they're like adapted to that and they're like, okay, I'm fine because I take this all the time. Nothing ever happens to me. Like there's no drawback, so they just feel like it's whatever.
I want to talk about how drugs ruin and ruin relationships. Drugs can really take over people's heads. Like, some people don't know what they're talking about, or the drugs take over people's body and make them do crazy things, which make people don't want to be your friends no more. Like, I know some standard people like, yeah, I'm not cool with that person because what they be doing or whatever.
Yeah, and you got cases of like domestic abuse like in adults, and it really starts like at a young age, teens, like when they're doing drugs now, later on they keep doing drugs, it's just gonna lead to like, you know, more abusive relationships.
A lot of the time these kids feel like they're peer pressured into drugs. They see like their friends or the kids they kind of want to be like in school because there's always gonna be like a popular group in school, like especially like in high school and middle school. There's always gonna be like, a popular group among them, and they always like they see like them doing it. So they're like, okay, I want to be a part of that. So they feel like they have to do that drugs just so they can be a part of that. Or their friends are doing drugs, and their friends want them to do it with them, and they're like, oh, I don't know. But like most of their friends are trying to like pressure them and just have that experience and share it, which can like help get them up on drugs.
50% of teenagers have misused drugs at least once. A lot of teenagers in this generation misuse drugs by using it for other reasons, just because they bored or they really not going through nothing. That's how I see it.
And I saw.
Well, it's not like a health issue, like yeah. medical, and that can move on to our next point. We talked about the moderation
and how good and bad experience cases that you know of about drugs. For me, the good experiences that I know, like personally, it just take away pain. Like when I be having pain, I can just take an Advil or something, and that should just take it away. For my bad experiences, my dad, he was an alcoholic, so. It was a lot during my childhood, but he grew up with a lot of things, and a lot of people that he loved passed away, so he just kept misusing the drugs and the alcohol, and it was taking over his body. So then he found out that he was having heart problems, so one of his liver was, like, messed up, so he had to stop drinking, or he was going to keep messing up his body. So now he is not.
I kind of want to add to that because I've seen it a lot in my personal life where they people use drugs or alcohol as like a way to escape from life. They don't want to deal with their problems. They want to get proper treatment or help. So they feel like they rely on these drugs to get temporary like relievement from their current situation at home or just in their life in general, which is negatively harming them in the long run because they don't realize the negative effects they have on them. And so when they're feeling that temporary relief, over and over again, and how it's starting to get like less and less and more addictive. It just like it puts them in that really bad cycle of like drug, like pain, and then drugs, and like hangover, and then like it just is terrible for their whole like mental health and physical health.
I was gonna say to touch a little bit on what you were saying. Drugs, like it does take away pain, and that could be a misuse. But I was gonna say too much of anything is a bad thing. But if you just don't know how to cope, like weed or whatever, it can help you like chill a little bit. Like it's not always bad. Like of course if you constantly smoke, it's gonna take a toll on your health, but sometimes they don't have family, they don't have people to talk to or anybody that they feel trusted with, so they're just like, okay, I can just, you know, roll up, you know, just chill. Or I mean, it's not good, but it's just like, if you tell somebody not to do something, 99% of the time, they're going to do what they want to at the end of the day. So at least if you're going to use it, like, in moderation.
Right, I agree. I feel like teens nowadays, I feel like they're going to do it either way. So, you know, why not just do it in moderation? Like, don't abuse it.
Yeah.
Then, right, just like you said.
If you need to take it, don't
Right, right.
Back to back, that's kind of wild.
Summing it all up, drugs almost consume most
of Chicago youth. If you or a friend are suffering from substances, then we advise to seek help. Contact the number 1-800-662-4357.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at the Change Shy Project.
And thank you for listening. And always remember,
don't be shy to change shy.